9 months ago, students showed up for the first day of school at the Korean Vocational Training Center. Karen Decker, the senior civilian advisor to the RC East commander, said that each of these students graduated with the skills they need to help maintain Afghanistan's infrastructure into the future.
To my knowledge, there are no other schools like it in Afghanistan. And until we start to develop capability in people here, we can build as many roads as we want and we can build as many buildings as we want. But if they can't repair them, then nothing that we do is sustainable. So this school does that. It produces the people who will build and care for Afghanistan's infrastructure so that the international community doesn't have to.
Before they even graduated, a company hired over 40 of the students, putting them to work as soon as the school would release them. The recent graduates, like Haroon Mohammed, are working on military bases in Afghanistan, gaining experience building and maintaining facilities on base.
I'm feeling good as a plumber here. I'm so happy to get a job, and I'm so happy and thankful from American people and Korean Vocational Training Center to send me here.
One company hiring so many students works well. They get dozens of trained and motivated employees, and the graduates get to stay together as a team, which Idris Amadroui says motivates him to keep working harder every day.
It's really good because this is my friend and her friend and my classmate. Really good feel because I everything together, my friend.
An added benefit from working on a wide variety of projects in such a small team is getting to learn each other's job, improving their skills, and giving them experience teaching others. From Bagram Airfield, I'm Senior Airman Michael Mason.